Alan, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Alan.
I watched it last week and it was embarrassment then, and he went overboard 120 times the worst last night. I'm sorry. He's an attention-seeking man, and I don't think he should have been there. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Alan. Jane?
Oh, hi. I'd just like to say that it would take a lot of convincing for me to believe that he wasn't intoxicated. And the other point is he's cost a lovely young couple their spot, and I suggest if he's going to keep dancing that he takes it a lot more seriously than he did last night.
What would you say to that, Mark?
Oh, I completely agree. I think it's very strange that the beautiful Jess Hart went the first week, and it's very strange that April Rose went last night, and I have no explanation for it at all.
Jenny, good afternoon.
Yes, Dennis. Mark, you just said before that you got into character as a Klein. Clowns are supposed to be funny, not obnoxious, and talking over everyone and making sexist remarks to the judges. And, look, I can get over the fact you can't dance. You're there, you know, you were there to have a bit of fun, but you just went overboard, mate, and you shouldn't even be on the show next week.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Does that get you out of it, though, Mark, agreeing that you've done something wrong?
No. Well, look, you know, what can I say, Dennis? I'm busting my ass every day trying to learn to dance. I'm doing as good a job as I possibly can. Jess is doing a mag. I mean, no, what 1-1-1-1 last night. Now, where in that does it give any kind of acknowledgement to the work Jess has done? That choreography that she put together for a guy that can't dance was amazing.
Do you suffer?
And so what they're doing is that they're sending a message. They don't want me on the show. But honestly, if it's good enough for Toddles to absolutely crush Robbie 2 weeks before, honest to God, he absolutely crushed that kid. A young kid. I'm 60 years old. I can take care of myself. But Toddles absolutely rammed it home to that poor kid 2 weeks ago and virtually destroyed him. And if it's good enough for him to dish it out, then let him take it.
Is it a good idea to get the judges so offside?
Oh, you know, it's. I thought it was a fantastic score, 1-1-1-1. I don't think anyone will ever do that ever again.
Do you suffer white line fever? If you use a footy pass?
No, I suffer red light fever, like you, Dennis. You're a red light fever man. You love being on live radio. You live for it. You've put a good part of your life into being when the light is on red, whether it be television or whether it be radio, you come to life.
Yeah, but you're not...
And like you, I love the red light.
But are you saying that it was an act then last night?
Oh, absolutely. I was going into character and the character sadly took me off the rails. I followed where it went, but it definitely went off the rails. There's no doubt about that.
Kylie, what did you think?
Hi, Dennis. Hi, Mark. I just think everybody's going a bit over the top with this. I thought it was quite funny, and I think people are getting a little bit precious about it. It's a good show. It's fun. You know, I think good on you, Mark. I've enjoyed watching you.
God bless you, Kylie.
All right. Barb has emailed. I really felt for his partner, the hosts and the judges. Hope they ban him. Too late to teach him to be classy.
Look, it is too late to teach me to be classy. That's correct. But I blame the clown. I do. I blame the clown. And I have to take responsibility for the clown. I understand that. But the clown has a life of its own. And once it erupts, there's very little I can do to control it. But I have put it back in the box and we won't be seeing the clown again.
That's probably good news. Mark Holden, thank you.
Good on you, Dennis.